Sarah Palin returned to work as Alaska's governor today in Kotzebue. She visited the Arctic community to sign a bill aimed at strengthening the Village Public Safety Officer program. It was her first official public appearance as governor since she announced her plan to resign. The bill is intended to free up funding to introduce more VPSOs to more villages. In her speech, Palin stressed the importance of VPSOs and credited Kotzebue Representative Reggie Jewell for introducing the legislation.
It was good pieces of a puzzle that came together on this legislation with Representative Jewell. You know, his heart and his passion is right here, serving the people of this region. He's a great representative for this region. And then Joe Masters, our new commissioner of public safety, he knew too. We needed to beef up the tools needed for a stronger VPSO program. So all the folks working together on this legislation allowed it to come to fruition, and it will be good for this region.
Palin arrived in Kotzebue from Dillingham, where she spent the last day fishing with her family. After the bill signing ceremony, Palin addressed the issue that's on everyone's minds, her abrupt decision to resign. She didn't say anything to clarify her reasons for leaving state office, but told KOTZ Radio her family intends to stay in Alaska.
Alaska is our home, and we'll just be able to work with and for others who can help progress the state and others who want to serve in or out of office. I don't believe that I need a title to affect the change that's still needed in the state. So that's where we're going. As I make this decision in my final year of office, it's good timing for others to start lining up for other candidates, what they want to do and how the race will unfold in this next year. It's good timing, and it's fair and honest to Alaskans to let them know that this is the intention, is to keep working hard for Alaska in different paths.
Palin's early departure from the governor's office is creating political opportunity for others who would like to be the state's next chief executive. Nearly a dozen people already have filed letters of intent with the Alaska Public Offices Commission to run in 2010. The list includes State Senator Hollis French, a Democrat from Anchorage, and longtime Representative John Harris, a Republican from Valdez. Patty Higgins, chairwoman of the Alaska Democratic Party, says former Representative Ethan Berkowitz, a Democrat from Anchorage, will enter the fray in the fall. Higgins says Alaskans are tired of the drama and want a governor who will finish the job.